Bass fishing has just really taken off, and you look at the FLW trails and the BASS trails, and boy, I tell you, the changes are coming around as fast as you can possibly imagine. With me today is Jeff Crete. Jeff, Ardmore, Oklahoma is home, and you're getting ready to keep fishing, I'm sure, after the tour season's been over now.
You bet. I'm ready. I'm going to head out for the Elite 50s here in about a week and a half, and going to fish some other stuff just to keep me busy, you know, before the tour starts and before the Classic.
Well, you know, you look at the Elite 50s, and what a great event that's turned into. You know, it's really a showcase event for all the top pros, and of course, you're going to be fishing those. And then, of course, the Bassmaster Classic on top of that. Got a lot of fun stuff ahead of you.
I'm really excited. I'm tickled to death that, you know, I needed to have a good year this year, and, man, I'm so happy that I did.
Well, you dial in, you know, it seems like every once in a while, you know, in this fishing business, and sometimes they get you catch them, sometimes they catch you. But in this game, when you start fishing well, it seems like one thing plays on the other.
I guarantee you, success breeds success in this game. I mean, it's all about confidence. You know, there's 150 guys out there on the tour, and every one of them can win at any given time. And, you know, it's all between the ears. And when it gets rolling, it's, you know, you got to take advantage of the momentum.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and this year a kind of a unique year as Bass has now kind of changed the format for 2006. So as you qualify for one Classic, you got a chance maybe to qualify for two. And then when you go to the E50s, you can also re-qualify again. You know, a lot of things have happened. A lot of things have changed. I mean, as an angler, is that good for you? Is that something you're looking forward to? Or what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm excited because I made two Classics. But, you know, if I hadn't, for those other guys, you know, I'm sure a lot of them are pretty frustrated knowing that, you know, that was a two Classic year, and it was an awful year to have a bad year and a great year to have a good year. So, you know, I can take it, you know, for me, I'm on the good side this time, but thank goodness. I don't know. I mean, a lot of the new changes are so hard to understand that, you know, I think we're all a little bit confused.
Well, you know, it's easy to be confused because you look at what's happened, and, you know, and I think Bass, I got to give him credit. I really do. I think Don Rux has done a superior job of going out and trying to make changes that he thinks positive. And, you know, I really look at what he's done in the short tenure he's been there. There's been a lot of changes, but they seem to be working towards a positive, more payouts, higher dollars, and those kind of things. But they're also increasing payout entry fees and some of those kind of things as well.
Right. You know, with the tiered entry fee and all that, you know, I'm not too sure how that's going to work. I'm one of those guys that if I'm going to fish for the year and I know that's what I'm going to do and that's what I do for a living, you know, I'm not afraid to pay a $3,000 entry fee as long as I know what the payout is. And, you know, I still haven't seen the payouts. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing that before I get too fired up. But, you know, I just don't know. I don't know about this tiered entry fee deal. You know, I guess the way I understand it, if a guy finishes 75th, you know, I guess the initial entry fee is $1,800. And then if you finish 75th, I guess 75th place, from what I understand, is about $3,000. But if you decide to go ahead and fish, it's you lose your other $1,200 or something like that. And, you know, I just don't know about that. You know, I'd rather everybody pay the $3,000. Let's just pay back a lot of money from the start.
Well, you know, you kind of look at it sort of like building rocket fuel. You know, you know that there's rocket fuel and it makes the rocket go, but how they build the darn stuff, you know, that's yet to be determined, and the payouts is a critical part of this thing. And as an angler, you know, you guys, everybody, you know, looks at the glitz and glamour about it being a professional angler, but they don't look at the hardships and staying in campgrounds and, you know, not having any money and some of those kind of things that go along with it. So it's probably a catch-22. The leagues are trying to do their thing, but the anglers have to look at it as well.
Exactly. You know, I ended up sixth in the Angler of the Year race this year. I had four top 20s, two top 10s, and had another one, you know, about a 50th place finish at Gunnersville. And I did have one bad one at the Harris Chain. But, you know, I won about $34,000, $35,000. And, you know, I have to take entry fees and things out of that. So if you really look at it, you know, it's, you know, as good a year as I had, and that's a hard year to duplicate. I just didn't make any money.
Well, you know, in our sport, in order for it to grow, you know, the entry fee thing is something that's kind of a bugaboo. You know, they have to have them because without them, you know, you don't have the payouts. But by the same token, you look at golf, and golf doesn't have any entry fees. I think a PGA Tour pro, you know, if he's a qualified and card-carrying member, pays like $100 to pay to, you know, play golf. So, you know, one of those things that it just makes it so it's a little bit harder to understand. You're kind of fishing for your own money.
Exactly. You know, and the money's out there somewhere. I mean, you know, there's more people that fish than play golf. And, you look at your average weekend guy. I mean, you know, he's going to go out and buy a $40,000 boat, and he's going to have a $35,000 or $40,000 pickup to pull the boat, and he's probably going to have 20 rods and 20 reels, and he's going to buy gas at $2.29 a gallon. And, you know, there's a lot of money there. And I don't, You know, I just don't know how we need to get it, but there seems like somebody ought to be clever enough to figure it out.
Well, you know, I think all of us hope that ESPN's wherewithal will allow that to happen. I think, you know, it's one of those things where they believe you have to walk before you run. And, you know, my experience, you know, has been in this sport a long time, you know, doing and covering media. It's a thing where, you know, it's looking better every year. I think the last couple of years in particular, we're starting to see some things happen that maybe we hadn't seen in the present.
Well, I hope you're right. You know, I've been fishing, I guess, the tour now. This is like my eighth or ninth year. And, you know, I'm not near as far along as I'd wanted to be this, you know, at this time. Gosh, when I first started, I think I told myself, my wife, I'd win a classic by the time I was, you know, 30 years old, and I haven't gotten there yet. But I do think it's coming around slowly but surely. But it's a tough road to sit there and wait on it every year.
Well, you know, one of these days, I think you and I kind of kid about this once in a while. You know, you're going to be fishing for a microwave oven, maybe a new refrigerator, you know, some of those kind of things. But if that's what it takes to make the sport grow, and so you don't have to pay an entry fee, you'll fish for a refrigerator, won't you?
Well, I guess I'd have to. I'm kind of in a position now where, you know, I graduated from the University of Oklahoma with a business degree, but you know, now I've devoted my life to this sport, and you know, there isn't anything else. I would have a horrible time going back to work for somebody now. You know, I want to fish, and that's what I want to do. But you know, I just like to see it get. You know, I don't know. You know, we talk about some of the changes, and you know, I really, you know, I do think bass has done some great things, but there's some things that I definitely don't agree with too. I'm 100% against the 200-man field.
Well, I think, you know, what we're finding out, and I tend to agree with you, is our lakes, you know, there are not any new lakes being built. And most of the lakes that we have, you know, there are certain areas where the fish live. And when you have 150 guys, there's another, when you add 200, up to 200, now you've got another 50 guys that are probably going to find those same locations. So, you know, we have the things like we had with Jim Bitter and the things that happened early in the year can happen over and over again.
Sure, and, you know, that's what I tell these guys. I have a tackle store here in Ardmore, and we all sit around, and we've got, it's like the coffee shop. We've got 30 dudes around here all the time, and you know, there's a lot of team tournaments out there that, you know, might have 300 or 400 boats in it, but I'm going to tell you, there's a big difference between fishing against 300, you know, weekend anglers and fishing against 150, you know, full-time professionals. 150 tour guys can make the biggest lake seem small. You know, with 150 pros out there, there's not very many of them that aren't dialed into something. You just hardly ever can find fish that somebody else hadn't fished. Plus, you know, you add another 50 guys, and it's going to shrink it down even more. And man, I tell you, it's a tough gig out there. You know, I love to fish tournaments. Tournaments are fun, but I'm going to tell you, a tour event is not that fun. It's a grind.
Right. It's one of those things where you really got to go out there and you're doing it for a living versus doing it for fun. And you know, that's the kind of the difference that some people miss is the fact that now you're going out there, you know, and what you catch determines how well you do and how much money you make. Then it changes the whole complexion of the event.
It does. And that's what I always talk about. You know, if you're fishing a tournament, you know, maybe just like a pro-am event, I'm not talking about a Bassmaster Tour event or you're fishing a team tournament, you know, you might find 8 or 10 places and you can run around them all day, but it's in a Bassmaster Top 150 event, I mean, very rarely is a tournament ever won running and gunning. You know, you end up finding yourself confined to a 150-yard stretch trying to protect it and keep other guys off of it. And, you know, like at Table Rock, for instance, man, I had like 39 waypoints, you know, where I felt like I could catch them, but you know, I spent all my time in seven little old places in one creek just because I didn't feel like I could afford to leave. Chances are, if I do leave, somebody's sitting on my other stuff anyway. I mean, these guys, you win these tournaments by grinding it out in a small area now.
Well, Jeff, you give a great perspective. I tell you, you know, you look at this thing, and I talk to a lot of anglers all the time, but it's nice to get, the true perspective from a professional angler and some of the things that's coming up, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
You bet, man. Thanks for calling.
And by the way, Monty Hall will be calling you and pick door number 2 if you can.
Yeah, I tell you what, I will. A guy's going to be faced with that decision, I guess, and, you know, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go ahead and take my chances behind curtain number 3 coming up because it's going to be hard to win Angler of the Year just taking the money and running, isn't it?
It sure is. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.